اس کو فور لے کرتے ہیں کہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کہ اللہ نے جیون جسمت و رمضان we have to meet the maximum benefit of this great month. We do not know that night he has kept us in ibadat and the Taraweeh. Many people do not even have the opportunity to recite the Quran. But yet, this in the month of Ramadan, just joining the Taraweeh, can get the, then they can get the reward of the whole Quran by listening and joining the Taraweeh. That Allah has infinite mercy upon us. The certain people may not be able to read the Quran Sharif. But just to join the Taraweeh and negate the whole Quran in the month of Ramadan, what a great achievement that is. Second is this much that in this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has given multiple reward all the time, trying to give us as much as possible. But in the month of Sabr also, a lot of things will take place against your nature, which you will have to learn to make Sabr. And Nabi Karim Salaam saying Sabr, in Sabr you will only get Jannat. So it's one side when given the opportunity to see the fasting is a great thing, but another side if you have a lot of patience in it. So in this month you have to try to discipline yourself. Everything is changed there. Your time of eating is changed, your time of everything is changed. But just for the sake of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, you are prepared to sacrifice all that. A person does not even wake up early for the morning, yet he has the strength to wake up and wakes up. And he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala. That person should not come to the masjid at all, he is coming to the masjid, frequent the masjid. So in other words, the month of Ramadan is to bring a practice and discipline us for the next year that is coming to the next Ramadan. That person is very fortunate if he met and disciplines himself in the month of Ramadan. And thereafter, he makes sure that after Ramadan, he becomes a better Muslim. That is how he has kept away from all kinds of sins. After Ramadan, Ramadan has to make the same thing. So Ramadan is a very great month for us, for all kinds of things. But then, it's more important this month that one has to, in the month of Ramadan, think of one very big sin that is committed by every one of us, and that's backbiting. Backbiting is something that is gone so rife at the moment, they do not understand that if you backbite, whatever good of the fasting goes out. That's why it's important that we must try to control one's tongue. However, tonight we read the morning quarter para, Surah Baqarah, Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha, we know that is a Surah Fatiha, this is a one surah that is in one time the whole surah was revealed. And the lesson behind Surah Fatiha is the most important thing, that first of all you bring your praises on Allah Ta'ala. Here in this Surah Fatiha, seeing a very big lesson, the first thing that you must praise Allah Ta'ala. There is no one else to be praised besides Allah. Secondly, this when he said Allah Ta'ala is a Malik, no one else. He is a master of the universe. When he calls the master of the universe, that will know that no one else besides him. That's merely to say you got everything. You say master of the universe means that you must understand in your heart, you accept it, that he is no one else besides his master. You are the master. Now it is obvious that you cannot turn to anyone besides this master. Then now you must fear this one, that Malik al-Yawm al-Deen, the master of the Yawm, in other words, the Qiyamah. But when the people of the Buzugani Deen, when they read the Namaz, when they come to Malik al-Yawm al-Deen, the fear, that they will face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. So we have to also have the same thing that we fear, that we have to fear Allah ta'ala. That fear must come into us that we will not do anything wrong when Allah ta'ala is in the thought of Allah, how we will face him. That's all the Malik here. Then Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. You alone we worship. This is a very important thing. You alone we worship. In other words, when you only worship Allah ta'ala, there's no one else you're going to worship. There's no one else besides Allah that you worship. Today people worship other things too, you know. You not worship anyone else besides Allah. Allah will say, you alone we worship. You alone we ask for help. You only ask help for Allah Ta'ala, no one else. No matter what difficulties you go, you cannot turn to any other door besides the door of Allah Ta'ala. You alone we ask for help. That's very, very important. Many a time people will need some kind of help. They leave Allah, the door of Allah Ta'ala, at the wrong avenues to get help. And in the end, they get nothing around it. So very important, Iyyaka. the death of Allah Ta'ala says. So one said, so the Fatiha is a very big surah. It's a very big surah, you know, when Shaitan, the four places he was crying. One was the time when he was cursed by Allah Ta'ala. Second, the time when the time Nabi Karim was sent in this world. Third, the time when he was thrown in this world. And the fourth, when Surah Fatiha was read. Surah Fatiha is a very big surah. A person, he goes to sleep, he only reads Surah Fatiha and Surah Ikhlas and sleep. Allah Ta'ala will protect him. The only thing that not be protected is death. When death takes place, no one can protect. But Surah Fatiha and Surah Ikhlas, if a person sleeps with death, then nothing can harm him at all. One side because Surah Fatiha, then Surah Baqarah will come right today too. Surah Baqarah, Al-Islami, Dalik, Al-Kitab, Lawi, Bafi. There is no doubt in the Quran. Allah says there is no doubt in it. But for who? Udalya Muttaqeen. Only for those who are Muttaqeen. Those who have taqwa in them, they will not have any doubt in the Quran at all. So in other words, the most important thing before you study the Quran Sharif, you must have taqwa in you. Then taqwa will bring that condition in that you will accept every command of Allah Ta'ala. Then Baqarah is also why Baqarah is this, that one incident that took place in the times of Baqarah, an incident took place, a very rich man, his nephew killed him, the time of Musa alayhi wa sallam. When the nephew killed him, then the same nephew after he killed him, he came to Musa alayhi wa sallam and told someone kill this person. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the Wahid to Musa alayhi wa sallam, says, slaughter a cow. And slaughter the cow and take the body of the cow and let it touch it by the person with the dead body. The moment the dead body came, he came alive. And he said, who killed him too? So that was the Indian that Surah Baqarah. In this, Allah Ta'ala is showing us the life after death. Because in those days, the Yahudi, they did not believe in life after death. So Allah Ta'ala showed here this one, just one incident of this kind, how he just got life after death. And secondly, they should also believe in killing, on worshipping the cow. Allah Ta'ala slaughtered the cow, so that means you cannot even worship that. So these are the things that take in place in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala is showing us. And then there's many other incidents too, when they say who's a true mu'min, he has this quality in him, so kafir, who's a kafir, and there who's a munafiq. Mu'min is he believes in Allah Ta'ala, he believes in the book of Allah Ta'ala, he believes in the day of Qiyamah, all those things Allah Ta'ala is a true mu'min. A kafir is that person that does not believe in Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala is a munafiq also. A munafiq is he, that person who does not, he gives preference in the world over the hereafter. These are the few things I want to mention today, but the very important thing is that Allah Ta'ala must do the tawfiq of amal on these things and follow the Quran Sharif and follow the Sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala in the barakat in the month of Ramadan. Let us prepare ourselves this month. You always prepare now, and the greatest ibadah of the month of Ramadan is beside the Quran Sharif. Beside the Quran Sharif. Read as much as possible the Quran, you read the more the Quran. You will save that from your tongue, your ears, your heart will be safeguarded. You will defect away from all sins. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma inna ala dhikri tawashukta wa khusayba. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajilna min khizyi dunya wa ata'ala akhirah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa rahmatullah.